Hey, good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you. And in just one second, we're going to have a minute of silence in remembrance of when Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center number 1. That happened at 8:46 and 40 seconds, 7:46 and 40 seconds Central Time. So we want to do that. We want to have remembrance for that. And we definitely are going to want to hear from you, too. Where were you on 9/11? Because Pork Chop and Liv have some interesting stories. Because some people nowadays don't even know about actually like what happened and what's going on, which is crazy. You have a 9-year-old
right,
daughter,
my
Mackenzie?
Little Lucy, I think about that. You know, like we learned about the world wars. They're going to learn, you know, they learn about 9/11 and the attacks.
Yeah. And if you want to join in that conversation, we really would love to talk to you. The number is 833-563-2539. Also, after our moment of silence, I got a really cool story about something about some of the firefighters, the children of these firefighters and first responders that passed away. So coming up in just one second, we'll do that. And also, we had a couple of requests from people if we would play Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. And I think, yeah, like that would be a really good song to do that. So I want to get the calls to see if they're already coming in. 833-563-2539. On September 11th, 2001, 4 U.S. airliners were hijacked in a coordinated attack by Al-Qaeda against the U.S. They crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., in the area outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing 2,977 people. So at this time right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we'd like to take a moment of silence to honor the fallen. Thank you for that moment of silence. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. I want to hear from Pork Chop and Liv and everybody else, including you right now, about what you remember from September 11th. Where were you? We'll share those stories in one second. I wanted to share something that I thought was kind of inspiring, because you always got to find the good in things and in tough and in bad situations. And here's something really cool. Obviously, today we're remembering the people we lost on 9/11, including the first responders who ran into those buildings, knowing that they might not make it back out. And their legacy is still with us. This is the newest class of the New York City firefighters. They're set to graduate later this month. And 13 of them, guys, are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11. They're called legacy graduates, and it's the most in any one class that's ever been had. In addition to those 13, there is at least 3 more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died on September 11th, 2001, including the son of a New York Police Department officer. The group of graduates also include 2 sets of siblings. 1 set is a brother and sister with 2 brothers who are already firefighters. So I think that is so cool, just continuing on that tradition, that legacy.
Absolutely. I just remember, I mean, as Mr. Rogers would always say, look for the helpers. And I just remember the vibe about, I mean, how we became even stronger as a nation, and people were just a little kinder. People were like letting people in traffic and you know, just around the world, but everyone who just flooded to New York to help, and all of our amazing firefighters and police officers. I was just like so impressed and proud to be an American.
We have got everybody calling in right now at 833-563-2539, and we're going to get to those calls. If you want to call right now and join and just tell us your memory right now, though, do you guys mind if I play that Lee Greenwood song, God Bless the USA?
Please do.
All right, let's play that real quick. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539 if you'd like to join in the conversation. USA! 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 hey, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we got people, Carolyn, Joy, Laura, everybody else, 833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. Where were you on September 11th? It's weird. I want to hear Liv's story on the air because Liv was so young when it happened. Her story is really interesting. So is Pork Chops. And Mackenzie, I don't even know yours. So we'll do that next here. If you want to be in the conversation, 833-563-2539. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And you can join in the conversation at 833-563-2539. Today is the 18th year since September 11th, 2001 happened, where we were attacked. And we were just wondering, because I think it's so interesting that kids are now 18. Like, they're adults, but they were born on this day 18 years ago. And then I, like, talk to people with the kids, like, Mackenzie, you got a 9-year-old. Does she even know about September 11th?
Of course she knows, but it's just interesting because, like, when we grew up, we learned about World War I, World War II. I mean, this
Vietnam,
to them,
yeah.
All the things. And this to them, they have to look a textbook, especially. And it's great because we can get personal encounters of what we were doing and the feeling of the nation.
I'm curious what it says. I would like to, like, see the textbooks that the kids read.
Right.
I'm just curious to know.
Now, what about you, Pork Chop? Do you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001?
Most definitely. I was in eighth grade. And the weird thing is, remember how I was just home in New Jersey like last week?
Mm-hmm.
I went to my mom's church and where we have like the dinner after church.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually my classroom in eighth grade. And I was where we had dinner. I was sitting in the same spot where I was. I was like, oh, my gosh, Mom, I was sitting right here when I found out 18 years ago about the World Trade Center. But anyways, so I grew up 30 miles outside of New York City, so I'd say, you know, that's pretty close. And I was in my classroom, obviously it was right around this time in the morning, and there's the secretary that's always very sweet, very quiet. She does this weird knock on the door, then she peeks her head in, does a little peek. But this morning, 18 years ago, she bursted through the door. So instantly I was like, oh man, like
something
terrible
has happened. Yeah.
So she whispered something to my teacher, and then he just looked terrible. And since we were in eighth grade, they let us go to the TVs to watch. And then that's when we saw the plane or we saw the building on fire. And then we were actually watching live as the second plane hit, and we knew something was terribly wrong. And the weirdest thing is my principal, she was a stickler. Like she was always so mean, just so serious, like mean mugging. But her husband worked in the World Trade Center. And to see her, like, distraught and crying, it was just so bizarre because she was always so mean. Thank God her husband did make it out alive. But just, you know, living so close to New York City, I remember we actually got out of school. They let us go early. They let us go home. They put us all in the gymnasium and the auditorium. And they just said, hey, you know, we were young, so we're letting you out of school and your parents are coming to pick you up. And that's what my mom told me. And I lived over the flight path, like where the planes land. Mm-hmm. And every day you would see planes going over. And I remember looking up and thinking, man, like, it's creepy. Like, there's no planes in the sky.
Right.
So,
yeah, that was awkward. One thing you bring up about planes being grounded. Yeah, sometimes you don't even notice planes in the air. Then you're like, wait. Where, like, it's just weird. It's like, even the birds weren't flying. It
right.
was just awkward.
And think about that. Like, next time you go through TSA and you're like, oh, this is so annoying. Take my shoes off. Check my laptop. I mean, really think about why.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minor inconvenience.
Live the Web Girl, how old were you? Because you're like the youngest on the show.
Yeah, so I was in first grade. And so when we were in school, no one told us what had happened. I don't remember anything weird or I don't remember teachers crying. I just remember like just not knowing anything, just being totally oblivious to anything going on. No one told us anything. Cause, you know, like we were only 6 and 7 years old. I was only 6 at the time. And then I remember going on the school bus on my way home, and I had 3 older sisters who all were in that school when I was. The oldest was in eighth grade, and I remember all of the kids on my street were talking and going back and forth and saying, like, did you see it? Did you see it? Like, oh, my gosh, there were some girls crying. People were like, what's going on? Like, and I was just so confused because there was just chaos. And I remember asking one of my big sisters, like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And she was like, Mom will tell you. And I was like, no, what's going on? I don't understand. And I remember her telling me kind of like there were plane crashes today. Like, plane crashed into buildings in New York City. Like, it was a terrorist attack. And I was like, what's a terrorist attack? And they're like, they did it on purpose. They were trying to attack our country. Like, these planes flying into these buildings like this. And I just remember being, like, stunned and shocked and kind of confused and also scared that planes were going to come and attack where I live in Kentucky, because I didn't understand that, like, New York City is one of the biggest cities in the entire world. It's the biggest city in America. They, you know, I didn't understand that.
We didn't know what was next. Just real quick, the vision ingrained in my mind was, I remember all the news coverage, the media, obviously we're all glued to the TVs, but we were like, what, after the attacks, what are those things falling from the buildings?
Oh, yeah.
And I will never forget learning that those were human beings jumping, trying just to get, hoping, just rolling the dice, trying to escape, not knowing if they could get to the bottom, if they would make it.
Yeah, just absolutely insane, all that. 833-563-2539. Where were you on September 11th, Joy?
I was working at Redline.
Okay, and what do you remember about that day?
Well, I was pregnant with my son, who's 17 now. I remember we always had the radio playing, and my mom was actually working with us that day as well, and she came and said, there's been an attack. And I said, what do you mean? What kind of attack? And she said, there's been an attack on the Twin Towers in New York. She said, it's all over the radio. So I walked over and turned the radio up to where I could hear it real good, and I started getting real nauseated, sick to my stomach. And I was like, I've got to go up and see if the owners know what's going on. So I went to the front, and about the time I got to the front is when she actually had it on her TV in her office and watched the second tower get hit with a plane.
And if you remember the first one, they thought it was like a pilot lost control. They thought it was an accident.
Right.
No one knew what was happening at first.
Right. I had to go and sit down in the break room because it almost threw me into labor. It
I
made
could
me
only
that
imagine.
Sick and upset.
Now, with your 17-year-old child now, does he understand, like, what happened with 9/11?
Yes. I have an 11-year-old, or I'm sorry, a 13-year-old daughter, and she knows all about it as well. That, like you guys were saying earlier, that's something that they study in school now, you know, whereas we were studying the other wars, now there's this one that they talk about more.
That's so crazy to me, because I was in high school, and I was, I think, a freshman, and it's just,
oh, wow,
like, it's crazy to think, like, that's in textbooks now, but it is.
Yes.
Did you get dismissed from school? Because I was the same. We didn't get dismissed from school.
No,
we were in school.
I stayed in school for that.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, we all were just like, what's happening?
Hey, Joy, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Laura, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What was your experience on September 11th?
I was actually that time living in Chicago, and I was driving by Midway Airport. And my daughter was starting to talk, and she's like, look, plane. And when I turned, I said, why are all the planes on the runway and people getting off? By the time I approached it to my parents' house, my dad mentioned that we were under attack, and me working in the city of Chicago, I was not allowed to go to work that day. But that's where I was at, driving by Midway Airport when everything was happening.
Yeah, because we didn't know what city would be next or what was planned.
Yeah, and Chicago's got a lot of big buildings similar to New York.
I was about maybe 5 miles from the Sears Tower, which is now the Wilson Tower, and my dad's like, you are not going to work. You are staying right here.
Yeah, I think I'd be the same way. Hey, thank you for calling us at 833-563-2539. Definitely a day to appreciate life, honor the fallen. Thanks to all the men and women still that are first responders, firefighters, policemen and women, medics, just anybody else. Hopefully I'm not leaving anything out there. Just thank you for what you do every single day when you go in and you protect us and you put your life on the line.
Absolutely. And it's true. We'll never forget.
Definitely not.